And our phone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, joined this week by Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. As mentioned, they are our retirement planning professionals. You can learn more about Kloss Financial. They've got a great website, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. CJ, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. And I'm looking at KlossFinancial.com right now. And you've got, of course, the winter scenes up on your the thing and get you thinking about fun things to do. And I saw some gingerbread houses. And I realized you had a little competition for folks that...
I didn't know you knew about this, Sean.
I saw you post something on this. How did you do with the gingerbread competition, CJ?
I lost this year, Sean. I've had like a five-year win streak.
Yeah.
And I lost because I decorated with my youngest, and we decided to go with kind of a weird theme, we'll call it, a scary house theme, and people didn't like it.
Oh, that's, and for folks that don't know, you've got there's a little competitive streak in you, right?
Slightly.
Well, better luck next year, and it's really good to talk with you again. We mentioned the website too, KlossFinancial.com, really good resource. Eric, how have you been? Eric Schwartz, how's your new year so far?
You know, it's going pretty well. I can't complain yet, Sean.
You haven't lost any gingerbread contests, have you?
No, but CJ's not lying. He's been on a pretty good winning streak recently.
Yes, he has. And it's always fun to, you know, as we look forward to the new year, and always fun to talk with you guys about some important conversations and fun conversations as well, as you talk about hitting retirement goals and how you kind of make that a reality. And it's a big deal for folks. It's one thing to have kind of high in the sky thoughts. It's another thing to really start working on that plan and working to achieve that goal. And we'll get into that in just a moment. A couple of things I mentioned, of course, the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. There, to get on the air, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And before we get rolling on this week's conversation, another great feature of the program is the Kloss Quiz Question Week, your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, no exception, our friends from Kloss Financial have provided a $25 gift card to IHOP for the winner of the Kloss Quiz Question Week. I'll tell you a little bit later on in the program how you can win that. Little tip, don't listen closely to the program. Oftentimes question and answer come up during the show. And before we start talking about this week's conversation, let's actually roll back to a couple of weeks ago and take a look at our Kloss Quiz Question League. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so as always, thank you to everyone for listening. Our winner from a couple weeks back was Dean of Middleton. And the question was true or false. IRA contribution levels in 2025 will remain the same at $7,000 if you are under the age of 50. And the answer to that is true.
Yes. Fantastic. Congratulations to Dean. You too can be like Dean. Pay a close attention to the program. A chance to win a little bit later on in the show. As mentioned, of course, we are going to be talking about successfully hitting your retirement goals. And I guess, CJ, you might want to discuss how much we need to save today to make that a reality, don't you? Want to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. So we're excited to share strategies for ensuring you're on the right path today to achieve the retirement you dream about tomorrow. So visualizing the bullseye and systematically working towards your goals is essential. And as we move into 2025, this is a perfect time to reassess your goals. So for many of our listeners over 50, retirement that once seemed far away may now just be 5 or 10 years away. And the big question is, am I doing what I need to do to retire comfortably? You know, how much will you need in your retirement and investment accounts when you retire? These are questions you might be asking. Now, according to Bankrate's 2024 Financial Regrets Survey, 37% of baby boomers ages 60 to 78 say their biggest financial regret is not saving enough for retirement. Pretty interesting. So darn near 40% of retirees age 60 to 78 say their biggest retirement regret is not saving enough for retirement. So we generally advise that while some people need, call it 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income to maintain their lifestyle, others may not. So you'll often hear us on this show talk about what we call rules of thumb. And often people say, hey, our household brings, you know, has $100,000 a year of income. How much of that will I need to live comfortably and retire? Or I'm sorry, in retirement. And we will often say 70 to 80% of that. The issue is rules of thumb are terrible when you try to make individual applications. Because if we were to take all the data and average it up, that 70 to 80% number might be true. But listen, Eric and I work with people who need 30% of their working income in retirement. We have others who need 100+% of their retirement income their pre-retirement income in retirement. So be cautious of the rules of thumb. One good place to begin if you're thinking about how much you need to replace would be just see what your current take-home income is, i.e., what is hitting your bank account. That is a good place to start for building out what you might need in retirement. Now, maybe you started saving late or other financial responsibilities have delayed your progress, but the key is to act now so that you can move closer to your target with every step. So what Eric and I are going to do today is we're going to look at 5 action steps you can take to help hit your retirement bullseye in the future.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So CJ, let's get started on some of those action steps and some of the areas that you should be really focusing in on today.
Yeah. Action step number one would be to shore up your retirement and other savings accounts. So think, 401k, 403b accounts. Question you should be asking is, are you maximizing your contributions? We suggest that households save somewhere between 10 to 15% of their gross household income towards retirement and take full advantage of any employer matching that is available to you. This is what we call free money towards your retirement. And in 2025, you can defer up to $23,500 into your 401k or 403b, think employer-sponsored retirement plan for the most part. And if you're age 50, you can add another $7,500 to that $23,500 for a total of $31,000. So again, keeping it simple, 401k, 403b, if you're under 50, it's $23,500. If you're over 50, the maximum you can put in is $31,000. And beginning in 2025, here's an interesting little factor. If you are between the ages of 60 and 63, you can contribute another $11,250, totaling $34,750. Pretty interesting stuff. That, by the way, that $11,250 is your catch-up instead of that $7,500 we were talking about before. But you get the idea. You want to pause and say, am I contributing enough to my retirement accounts to hit that 10 to 15% of gross household income? And am I maxing out if I have the capability of doing so? Now, IRA accounts are a little bit different. If you're eligible, you can contribute at least $7,000 if you're 50 and younger, and then you have an extra $1,000 catch-up if you're over the age of 50 for $8,000 total. Also, consider funding a spousal IRA if you're married and your spouse isn't working. You can contribute not only to yourself, but also to your spouse's retirement account. And then, of course, depending upon your total income and taxability of income, you may want to consider Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks because that offers tax-free growth in the future if you leave it alone long enough and if you get to retirement. I would caution you, we did a show on this a couple of weeks ago, in that probably too many people are, in our opinion, too many people are trying to contribute to Roth accounts because they don't understand how the tax code works. But Roth accounts, especially if you're looking at conversions or depending upon your age, can be really great. And finally, if you're not contributing enough, a lot of times Eric and I just saying you should contribute more is not encouraging. And so one thing to think about is just to say, hey, each time you get like a cost of living adjustment or a raise, each year as you flip into the new year, consider increasing your contribution by 1% per year. This will help you to slowly over time build up to that 10 to 15% target.
Last time you and I spoke in person, CJ, I had mentioned to you since doing the show and getting regularly reminded, it's been quite, I've taken that advice and I can't say enough about about how rewarding that's been when you see that statement at the end of each year. You're going, oh my goodness, nice. So it's really good to hear from CJ. CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Speaking of Kloss Financial, if you haven't been to the website yet, head on over there. Check them out, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Talk with Eric a bit about things like CDs or bank savings, other cash accounts. We'll get some of those details and so much more next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. They come to us from Kloss Financial, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking with CJ and Eric this morning about thinking ahead to your retirement and ways and things you can do right now to reach those goals and to make it a reality. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the program, you can always listen back online at KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Also, while you're there, you can sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a great weekly snapshot of what's been going on in the markets and some other great information delivered to you in your inbox every other week or so. It's, again, something I subscribed to a number of years ago, and I love getting it. It also has a link to the podcast, again, that available to you at KlossFinancial.com. So, Eric, as we kind of break these action steps down, what about things like bank savings, CDs, or other cash accounts? What are some of the areas there that we need to be aware of when it comes to action steps?
Yeah, so something, you know, we'll talk about having an emergency fund and making sure that you have that, call it, you know, 6 to 12 months of savings in the bank just for a rainy day, right? We know things happen. But one of the things that's become important here over the last few years has really been making sure that we're being cognizant of the interest rates we're receiving on those dollars at moderate levels. It erodes your purchasing power over time. So when you're looking at where your emergency fund is currently sitting, think about options like a high yield savings account, a money market account, or CDs. Now, I know as interest rates fluctuate, the CDs and things like that require a little bit more maintenance and making sure you're, you know, hitting the right time frame and things like that. But just really beyond making sure you have money set aside, make sure it's sitting in a place that's going to get you some return in the short term. Another really, really important thing is looking at reducing or in some cases even eliminating your debt. Okay, so debt can undermine your financial security in retirement really, really easily. I think a lot of people here, you know, especially in today's day and age, when you buy something, it's not how much does it cost, but it's how much is it per month, right? People think of, oh, I can finance it, and you know, over time, it's not even really that much money. Well, when you do that enough times, it does become a lot of money. And when you're trying to manage your monthly cash flow, it becomes a lot more difficult. Currently, if you look at the baby boomer generation, which is, you know, either in retirement or rapidly approaching, depending where they kind of fall in that timeline, the average mortgage debt for a boomer right now is about $191,000. Credit card debt is a little over $6,500. Car auto loan or car debt is over $21,000. And there's, you know, an average balance of about $43,000 in student loans. So plenty of debt out there stealing cash flow from folks. What can we do about this? So the biggest, I think the first step in most cases is paying off your credit cards. So especially as interest rates over the last 2 to 3 years have begun to rise, those interest rates are the first things to shoot up. So tackle that high interest debt first. You can use something like a Credit Karma or annualcreditreport.com to kind of monitor your accounts and stay on top of that. And make sure you're tracking your spending. Okay, so create a budget. There's apps out there like, you know, YNAB, which stands for You Need a Budget. Personal Capital is another one. I know a popular one for a while was Mint. That's been sort of absorbed into Credit Karma, so it still kind of exists at some level.
but find a way to make sure that you are tracking what you're spending. And the biggest part is that you're doing something. So I often talk to people and they say, yeah, I have this app and, you know, it connects to my credit card and I kind of watch it and see if I can, you know, find some patterns or trends or whatever it might be. But sometimes it's just like, hey, I have an Excel spreadsheet and I put my expenses in there because it keeps me accountable. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have to be super complicated. Just make sure you're doing something to manage your expenditures.
Talking this morning with Eric Schwartz and CJ Kloss. They are our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Getting a list of some great action steps. Of course, as we're into the new year, a lot of us focusing in on bettering ourselves and bettering our future. Some really good tips this morning. Don't forget, if you miss any part of today's program or want to listen back to this or other shows, you can always head on over to KlossFinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, Financial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It will be complimentary to you. Again, their office number right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. We will talk a little bit about a little bit more about action steps. We'll also do the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner, as well as the Kloss Quiz Question Week. We will do all of that coming up next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA. Talking this week with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz. Of course, they come to us from Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Talking this week about some action plans, some steps to take when it comes to working towards and achieving your retirement goals, things you can do now, things you can do today, things you should be checking off your list. And CJ, what about paying off our mortgages before retirement? Is that something we should be aiming for?
Yeah, great question. But before I answer that, so to remind you, we're looking at five action steps. First one was shoring up your retirement accounts and savings. Number two that Eric just went through here a moment ago was keep an emergency fund. And then number three that Eric reviewed was eliminate or reduce debt. The reason I wanted to go through that is because now we are to number four, which is plan to pay off your mortgage, which falls right in line with Eric's original comment of reduce debt. So here's why. Eliminating your mortgage reduces your required cash flow to fund your retirement. Now listen, everybody, I live in the real world just like you. And so I understand that sometimes life can throw you lemons, right? And you do your best to make lemonade out of that, but goodness, can you pay off your mortgage? Sometimes it's not possible. That's okay. But if it is within your control, we would suggest that you do. So the second way I see this whole mortgage elimination play out in the real world is a bunch of misinformation. Misinformation number one would be, but CJ, it's good to have a mortgage because you can deduct the interest. Listen, everybody, oh my goodness, that is such terrible guidance. If you are holding on to a mortgage that could be paid off because you want the interest deduction, then you're really bad at math. You're just really, really, really bad at math. And I don't want to get into the actual math of this, but especially nowadays under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, this could change in the future, but under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, you're limited on how much mortgage interest you can deduct in the first place. And the number of people who use that mortgage interest deduction and get a huge tax benefit out of it are few and far between. Not to mention just the risk it adds to your future retirement. And finally, another kind of real-world application that I see as it relates to this whole pay off your mortgage, or I should say, a kickback I receive, is people say, why would I ever pay off my mortgage when it's 3%? And everybody knows I can get 4% on my money market and savings account. Listen, if you want to play the interest rate arbitrage game, that's up to you. But I would say to you, if we again survey our clients and say, like in practice, when you are in retirement, what do you like the most? Really high on their list is being debt-free. Because the cloud is gone, right? The cloud over your head of like, ooh, I got to make sure I have $3,000 a month coming in. Otherwise, I can't meet my mortgage payment. When your debt is gone, whether you've got an interest rate arbitrage opportunity or not, you suddenly find that just the cloud that was over your head is gone. So long story short, pay off your mortgage. That is action step number four.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Always a fascinating conversation, of course, as we work through these action steps. We got 1, 2, 3, and 4, which brings us now, CJ, to action step number 5.
Yeah, so action step number 5 would be to automate your retirement savings and focus on your goals. So when we say automate retirement savings, we've talked about this on the show quite a bit, but we have found that people succeed or fail in reaching their goals, not for lack of knowledge, but for lack of execution. So let me repeat that. People succeed or fail in achieving their financial or retirement goals, not for lack of knowledge, but for lack of execution. So what do we mean by this? Well, listen, we all live, as I just mentioned before, in the real world. And in the real world, we have companies marketing the heck out of things to us, right? And if you say to somebody, hey, you've got $100 in your hand, you can either save that and never see it again till you're 60, or you can take that $100 and buy the bright new shiny object that just got marketed to you and your family a billion times through the TV, what do you think people are going to do? Well, they're going to buy the object. So when we say automate your retirement savings, one of the best ways to save for the future in terms of like building out your goals is to pay yourself first. And what we mean by that is, hey, before that money ever hits your bank account, you deduct it right out of there into your retirement account. Or let's say you don't have a company-sponsored retirement account. Then as soon as it hits your bank account, literally the next day it's transferring out to your IRA. If you don't do this, I will just warn you, the likelihood of your success drops precipitously. So said another way, if you are relying on what is left in your bank account at the end of a month to save, it's unlikely that you will meet any long-term financial goals. So we would suggest automating your retirement savings, automating the building of your emergency reserve funds. And then finally, within that is kind of like, know thyself. And what I mean is there's some people on the air right now that are listening to me going, I have no idea what he's talking about. I have no problem not spending money. Like, CJ, what are you even saying? I always have money left in my bank account at the end of the month. Great. God bless you. That's amazing. But there's a lot of you listening to me right now who are kind of like looking over your shoulder being like, is he looking at me? Because you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're the one who's like, if there's money in the bank account, it just goes. I don't know why, but it just goes. It's gone. You put cash in my hand and it's gone. So know thyself would just be know how you function and operate and learn to build rules and systems and automation to make sure that you still meet your goals within your bad emotional financial patterns. Hope that makes sense.
It makes perfect sense. Fantastic information and really good perspective from CJ Kloss and Eric Schwartz, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. It's a great day to start that conversation. Of course, you can make an appointment with Kloss Financial. I'm not going to charge you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment. All I got to do, pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. That's for the office right here in Madison. Again, that number slower, 608-442-5637. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Also, while you're there, you can always email a question in our Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. And this week, Chris took the time to write in. He says, I've heard that if I wait to begin my Social Security until I'm age 70, I will get a bigger benefit. Does it make sense to plan for that if I'm unmarried? And I will put that on your shoulders, CJ.
That's a great question, Chris. I guess let's begin with, first off, thank you for submitting that question. And then number two, just remind everybody that you can submit a question online as well. But yeah, great question. If I am unmarried and I've heard that Social Security will go up until I'm age 70, should I wait to do that? And the answer is maybe. Maybe. What do we say? It depends. So here's what everybody should know. While you can draw Social Security as early as age 62 on your own, what we call retirement benefit, full retirement age is somewhere between age 66 and 67, depending upon the year that you were born. Full retirement age is just what Social Security would call your full unreduced benefit. If you draw before that, it's reduced. But then they offer what are called these delayed retirement credits between, say, full retirement age, we'll call it 67, up to age 70. And if you wait, it grows by about 8% per year. So this is what Chris is referencing. Should I wait? The answer is maybe. If you were married, Chris, I would say yes, very, very strongly, that might be a great choice, because What happens, everybody, is if one of you can get to the highest possible benefit amount, if the other one dies, one of the Social Security benefits goes away, but you keep the higher of the two. So if you're married and you want to get one of those benefits as high as possible, so that then if one of you dies, you keep this really high benefit amount. It acts almost like an insurance policy for the household. But given, Chris, that you said that you are unmarried, the primary factor there would be what we call break-even calculations and longevity calculations. So break-even is just how long will it take you to actually be money ahead if you wait to age 70? And by the way, Chris, that age is typically somewhere between 80 and 81. And then number two would be mortality calculations, which is just like, Chris, how long did everybody in your family live? Right. And if you say, well, everybody in my family died at 72, I'd go, probably don't wait till age 70 to draw your Social Security. Conversely, if Chris says I'm healthy as all get out and everybody in my family lived to age 100, yeah, then you might want to wait till age 70, because as long as you live beyond 81 or 82, when those break-even calculations hit, you could be money ahead. So listen, I hope that's helpful for everybody to listen to me ramble through the different factors that impact Social Security. But I will tell you, be careful of these rules of thumb. Again, all of you should be meeting with your advisor or accountant to come up with custom responses to these questions for your household.
It's always interesting getting some perspective on kind of how this stuff can play out and some of the considerations, and it's so important to have that personalized conversation. One of the great things about Kloss Financial is that first get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It's not going to cost you a thing. All you got to do is pick up the phone, give them a call, 608-442-5637. That's 608-442-5637. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's Kloss, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to IHOP. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. If you are 55 years old in 2025, how much can you contribute into your retirement plan at work? Is it $25,000 or $31,000? Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer, win the $25 gift card to IHOP. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. CJ, Eric, it's always great chatting with both of you. You guys have a fantastic day and Happy New Year.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks, Sean.
Take care, guys. Dr. Marty Greer comes your way next from Checkout Vet here on 1310 WIBA.